بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله والشكر لله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This podcast is about the bond of the student and the sheikh, the speech of Imam al-Haddad رضي الله عنه, and what he says. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Inward spiritual assistance is only possible when a firm inward bond, the rabitha, has been established between the sheikh and the murid. Spiritual transmission is on its own plane quite similar to electricity on the material plane. Just as the flow of electricity depends on the conduction of the cable, the thicker it is, the less the resistance, and the greater the flow. Therefore, it is with spiritual transmission. The more powerful the bond, the less the resistance, and the greater the flow. The pillar of this path, said Imam al-Haddad radiallahu anhu, is the strength of the bond. When strong, no accidents are able to injure it. The onus for the preservation and strengthening of this bond falls on the murid, for the sheikh gives only to those who ask. And far from being a mere verbal exercise, asking in this context means a sincere movement of the heart towards the sheikh. A man once said to Sayyidina Abu al-Abbas al-Mursi radiallahu anhu, "Keep me in mind," to which he replied, "You keep me in mind." Imam al-Haddad added, "Only those benefit whose hearts are strong in belief and illuminated, whereas those whose belief is weak and hearts dark do not benefit." Imam al-Haddad radiallahu anhu used to say that we love and look after everyone whom we see eager to tread the path to Allah the Exalted. And I rejoice for the seeker who is true to himself, for he thus assists me with the barakah of his sincerity to take him along the path. The sheikh's love will evidently differ in intensity according to the disciple's sincerity, conformity, and yearning. He once quoted the well-known Hadith Qudsi, applying it to the relationship between himself and his murid, that those who draw nearer to us a handspan, we draw near to them by an arm's length. And those who draw nearer to us by an arm's length, we draw near to them two arm's length. On another occasion he said, "The murid, in our view, is he who keeps Allah's company with thorough courtesy, which entails heeding his injunctions, avoiding his prohibitions, surrendering to his might and being very thankful to him, and keeping the heart free from all other than him, and remaining ever needy for his favours and goodness." The Imam's biographer, Sayyid Muhammad bin Smith radiallahu anhu, he recounts the story of a man, although professing to be extremely attached to the sheikh, was nevertheless said to be far from upright in his behaviour. The sheikh would frequently reprimand him, but to no avail, until one day the sheikh warned him, "Wring yourself out by repenting before they wring you with chastisement." The warning remained unheeded. Shortly afterward, the man was arrested and put in chains, imprisoned and heavily fined. He remained in prison for a long while. Then Imam al-Haddad interceded on his behalf and he was released. When they met, Imam al-Haddad asked him how he was, to which the man retorted, "You tell me, how are you with me?" Imam al-Haddad said, radiallahu anhu, "We are with you. Each time you stumble, we shall take you by the hand." Not long after this, this particular man, he passed away, and he was seen by someone else in a dream vision, and he was asked, "How has Allah dealt with you?" And the man replied, "There were abasements and elevations. Then the letter of Sayyidi Abdullah bin Ali al-Haddad radiallahu anhu arrived and dispersed all these matters, and I was released from the fear of them." The fact that the Imam was able to help this man after his death by intervening in another world is a reminder that remoteness in physical space will form even less of an obstacle to the Sheikh's solicitude for his disciples in this world, for he has said, "Those who are attached to us and upon whom we have cast our gaze, we never let go of them, even when they are far away from us. They should follow the example of the one they have become attached to, and the rest we shall carry on their behalf." It has even been said that the murid who is remote in space, in terms of distance, is more likely to benefit from his master. When the Imam was asked, "Which is better and more agreeable to you, a man who is remote in space but strongly attached to the sheikh, or another who is always with him, but the attachment is weaker. Imam al-Haddad replied, radiallahu anhu, that the one more strongly attached is better than the other, even though the latter may be present, for a great deal of profit lies in attachment, which can be obtained in no other way, even though the presence offers other advantages. He strove to correct even relatively minor misdemeanor. One of his disciples once sat with some other people in Imam's house in Tarim, while the Imam was in his other house at Al-Hawi, and there were jesters in the group whose words were frivolous and at times crude. The next morning, the Imam sent for his murid and hitting him repeatedly with something he had in his hand, and Imam al-Haddad repeated to him everything that had been said the night before, reproaching him for having sat with those people. He also always urged them to expend more effort in purifying their hearts to be able to receive more madad, for the masters are ever keen to give as much as possible to their murids. However, the limitation lies in the receptivity of the murid. When the son of one of his late companions once came to him with a request that he secretly whispered into his ear, Imam al-Haddad answered, "Purify your soil and prepare it. When you have done so, come to us, for we possess all the seeds." Another man, who was overcome by some secret longing, wept in the presence of Imam al-Haddad. Imam al-Haddad replied and said, "Weeping is for women. Men do not weep. It is their hearts that do. Spiritual states are not to be acquired by weeping, but by striving." Imam al-Haddad, radiallahu anhu, he disliked passivity intensely. When one of his guests once asked permission to leave, using a choice of words that imply the matter was entirely in Imam al-Haddad's hands, he became angry and said, "Do not do this lest I order you to stay for a month or two, and how discomforted will you be then?" He gave an example of his own behavior towards his sheikh, Habib Umar bin Abd al-Rahman al-Atas, radiallahu anhu. When the sheikh bid him to stay as he was asking permission to leave, he said, "If you wish me to stay, I shall, but it is for fear of the rain, then Allah willing, we shall not suffer from it." Jazakallah khairan wa akhira da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala habibihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi sahbihi sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa rahmataka ya arhamar rahimin.